Dr. Seuss and Stephen King are rescued from the ash can of history. Different though they may be, Stephen King and Dr. Seuss have two things in common. They are both among the most successful authors in American history, and they both narrowly escaped a life of obscurity. Theodore Gissel, the good doctor's given name, wrote his first children's book, A Story No One Can Beat, in the mid-1930s. Working as an advertising illustrator at the time, Gissel sent his whimsical manuscript to 27 publishers. They all rejected it. After the last cold shoulder, Gissel stomped down New York City's Madison Avenue, determined to burn the manuscript and perhaps his writing career. While he was out cooling off, he bumped into his old college roommate, Mike McClintock, who happened to edit children's books at Vanguard Press. Gissel shared his woes with McClintock, who asked to see the story. McClintock suggested a few changes, and Vanguard published the book in 1937 with a new title, And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street. According to Gissel, it had been walking down the other side of Madison Avenue, I'd be in the dry cleaning business today. Stephen King's first published book was about a bullied teenage girl who discovers that she has fantastic mental powers, which she used to get revenge on her tormentors. King's worst critic wasn't the publishers, it was himself. He disliked his story so much that he threw it away after writing only 3 pages, according to his memoir, On Writing. A few hours later, his wife found the pages crumpled and covered with cigarette ash in the waste paper basket. She took them out and started reading, and she was hooked. She wanted me to go on, King later wrote. She wanted to know the rest of the story, and so he went on. Carrie sold over 1 million paperback copies in its first year.